go and tell the others about our faith, we need to understand God's word. Do you understand God's word this morning? Do you hear the music of God's word in your ears? Because Jesus says, "Let him who has ears, let him hear." Do you hear this morning? Do you hear at Grandview Covenant Church? Do you hear the word of God? Do you understand it? Do you understand what it means for your heart? That glorious word of our redemption, God's salvation plan, the God that this book points to, Jesus himself being the word, as it says in John 1. Do you hear it? Do you understand it? We cannot tell a message that we ourselves do not understand. We need new hearts to understand the secrets of the kingdom, those secrets that were not revealed in the Old Testament but now have been revealed in Jesus, that anyone can come to a living relationship with God by grace through faith because of what his strong hand has revealed to us through his death, burial, and resurrection, what he has accomplished for us on the cross through his death. And we all need to hear this today, brothers and sisters. We all need to understand the word of God, what it means in our hearts, what it means for our church, and what it means for our communities. Because we cannot convert the others on our own. We can go out proclaiming the word of God, and we should proclaim the word of God. But we can't convert the others on our own. They need new hearts to understand the secrets of the kingdom. R.T. France says this. R.T. France is a theologian. He writes, "Men are inadequate in themselves to respond to the word of the kingdom as it requires. Apart from Jesus Christ and faith in him, you are inadequate to respond to the kingdom. You are inadequate to proclaim the word of God. How can we proclaim something that we do not understand in our hearts? How can we proclaim something that we can't hear with our ears? We cannot find the way on our own." I was talking to a young man today. He said, "I have all the religious things figured out, but yet I feel so lost." He thought he was doing the right things, following the right way of life and religion. But yet he told me, he said, "I feel so lost, and I indeed am lost. And I don't know what my place in this world is. I don't know why I feel so lost." And we feel lost because we're in sin. We're supposed to be perfect like our Heavenly Father is perfect, but we're not. So apart from Jesus, we do feel lost because we are created after his image and in his image. And we can't find our way on our own with our hearts and our flesh. Hebrews 3:12 says this, "Take care, brothers and sisters, lest there be in any of you an evil, unbelieving heart." I have an evil, unbelieving heart apart from faith in Jesus, and I indeed did. I was dead in my trespasses and sins, as were you before you placed your faith in Christ. So we take care, brothers and sisters, lest there be in any of you an evil, unbelieving heart leading you to fall away from the living God. It's important stuff. Because human beings are unable to respond to the word of the kingdom, they need new hearts that only God can give. And here's where you guys come in. Christians have a major role in this. People receiving new hearts, God's people, have a big role in this. Two things today. How are we going to see new fruitful hearts in our church and our community? How are we going to see people grow to be more like Jesus in our church? How are we going to see people go from death to life right here at Grandview? How are we going to see people receive new hearts, be born again, as Jesus says in John 3, to a living hope? How are we going to see that? Two things I set before you. Let's sow the word of God, and let's allow the kingdom to have its way. Let's sow the word of God. To do this, we must understand what the word of the kingdom is and where it comes from. First few verses here, if you're following along with me, I'm in Matthew chapter 13, verses 1 and 2. Here's the setting. That same day, Jesus went out of the house and sat beside the sea. And great crowds gathered about him so that he got into a boat and sat down. We must see that the word of God indeed comes from God himself. That John 1 says that he is the word. He is the authoritative word. So what I mean by word is this. Later on in chapter 13, Jesus explains this very parable, the story that we are talking about here. And in verse 19, it is said, whenever anyone hears the word of the kingdom, lock on to that here, the word of the kingdom. When anyone hears the word of the kingdom and does not understand it, the evil one comes and snatches away what has been sown in his heart. The word of the kingdom. Jesus came to bring a rule and authority, and he did that by giving up his life. He did that by his ministry and ultimately culminating in the death, burial, and resurrection, that when he died on the cross, he served as a substitute for our sins and sacrifice, an atoning sacrifice. Atoning being the big word, being made clean, because we are unclean in our sins before a holy God. In our rebellious heart, we're made clean by that atoning sacrifice. We are washed white as snow. We are not lost in our sins anymore. This is the kingdom of God, and he did this by giving up all his control. It wasn't a shock and awe campaign. It wasn't this or that. But he exerted his power by first giving up everything and then rising again with ultimate triumphant power. Are you following that? So this is the kingdom of God, and this is the word of the kingdom. Jesus said often in the book of Matthew, repent, for the kingdom of heaven is near. That is the message. Repent, turn from your sins, and then turn to me. Because behold, the kingdom of heaven is near. My salvation plan is very near, and the time to turn from your sins is now, because I have come to pay the price for them. I have come to pay the ultimate sacrifice for those sins. That is the word of the kingdom. We must understand it and know where it comes from. So we must ask our question, has it taken root in your heart? Do you understand it? Can you hear the music? I can't make you hear the music if you're listening online, on Zoom, or here. But indeed, the music can be heard by looking to Jesus, because the Spirit points us to him. That's good news. So once we know and understand the word of the kingdom, we must preach the correct gospel. We must understand the word of the kingdom. I now tell you this. Sow only the word of God. Sow only the word of God. Sow only the word of God. Verse 3, it says, and he told them many things in parables, saying, a sower went to sow. He's sowing the word of the kingdom. The sower is Jesus, and then it turns into anyone who trusts in him. It's spreading the word of repentance. It's spreading the word of how you can turn from your sins and turn to the living God by grace through faith. Sow only the word of the kingdom of God. Sow only God's word. Don't add to it. I'm afraid a lot of times in our cultural moment, we are so arrogant in the church. And we can be so arrogant. I can be so arrogant as to think I can add something to the word of God, whether it be something regarding morality, or something regarding intellect, or something regarding politics, or something regarding this, that, or the other thing. Those can be good things, but we cannot add anything to the word of God. If we want to see it take root in someone's heart, we don't have to add to it, because it already has all the power necessary for conversion. Let's not in our arrogance think we add anything to it. We are humble servants. We go only with the word of God as we tell the others about the gospel of Christ, hoping to see some converted to his loving rule and authority. Broadcast the word of God wherever you go. It is not up to you to decide where to and where not to. I remember when we moved back to Sioux Falls in 2013, my dad planted a yard way late in the year, and I had tilled that yard earlier that summer, and I just remember I couldn't get the rototiller down in the dirt. No matter what I did, I remember putting my full body weight on it and just wouldn't go in because it was very hard clay, very harsh soil. And I remember thinking, what good is this? How is anything going to grow here anyways? I was discounting that soil already. But lo and behold, I come back from college in October, and it was the richest lawn I've ever seen. And I was blown away because I was like, how did that stuff grow in that soil? So it is with the word of the kingdom, brothers and sisters. Because I tell you the truth, before I came to Christ, my heart was hard. And before you came to Christ, your heart was hard. So we don't decide where to and where not to go. We broadcast it anywhere. The sower broadcasted it everywhere. So do we. So where does that lead us now? Because you might be thinking, well, if you're sowing seed in hard soil and hard places and rocky soil, how is that a good idea? And that leads us to our second point, which is let the kingdom have its way. So, Grandview Covenant Church, as we are faithful to sowing the word of God in people's hearts, we allow the kingdom to have its way. We allow God to do that which God can do. Once the word of God has been sown, we allow God to handle the soil. You can't do anything with the soil, brothers and sisters. Again, talking about soil, I remember working construction, and I was trying to dig a hole with a front end loader and with a shovel and all the rest, but it was so hard that we had to rent a jackhammer because of the summer heat and the clay. It was just impenetrable. And I would try to pour water on it and do this or that to make it more amenable, but I couldn't do anything to change that soil. Neither can we with people's hearts. We can't do anything that changes the conditions of the soil, but we can sow the word of the kingdom in their hearts. And so once we sow the word of God, once we proclaim to them the simple gospel without adding anything to it, that's the big point here. Don't add anything to it. The word of God has power on its own. Literally sharing people the word, opening up to the gospel of John and showing them about Jesus is the power of the word there. And once the word of God has been sown, let God do his thing. I want to talk to you about the soils here. This looks like a bleak situation. And so we have four different kinds of soils. We have the path, which was stamped down, and the enemy comes and takes the seed away. We have the rocky ground, where it springs up immediately, but then it doesn't have any depth in the soil, so it dies. And then we have the root seed that grows among the thorns and it's choked out by the concerns of the world. And then we have the good soil. And if we are going to persevere, God must make our hearts good soil. The other three are fake. They do not persevere and they won't make it. God himself has to make us born again creations, as it says in John 3. Jesus says, you must be born again. You must have a new heart, and this is not something that you can do. You must be born of the water and of the Spirit. Of the Spirit, you cannot do that work on your own, in your own heart or in the lives of the community. You must look to the risen, living God, Jesus, who has accomplished everything for you. I had to look, and I still look every day to the risen Jesus, because I cannot work with my heart alone. This is what we do, because he can turn that rocky soil into good soil. I don't know how he does it. He can get rid of those thorns in people's hearts. I don't know how he does it. And he can even get the jackhammer out and break the path up in people's hearts. I don't know how he does it. He can do all these things, so let's in faith look to the one and allow him to have his way. And so, hear and be receptive this morning. Don't stand in the way of the kingdom of God. Not that I or you can stand in the way, but let the kingdom have its way in people's hearts. by the word of God being sown, God can make people's hearts hospitable to that word. And they can grow up in the faith. They can persevere because they are in that good soil. So trust the Lord with the results, brothers and sisters, and sow in confidence. Because the harvest can be plentiful. I'm going to jump around here a little bit. Verse 8, other seeds fell on the good soil and produced grain. Some 100-fold, some 60, some 30. Verse 23, as for the one who sowed on the good soil, this is the one who hears the word and understands it, and he bears fruit, in one case 100-fold, 60 and 30. Good fruit can happen when we allow the gospel to have its way in our hearts and we surrender everything and we turn from our sin and we turn to him. Our hearts can be made new again. We can produce fruit. People around us can come to know Jesus. Our hearts can fall more madly in love with Jesus. Our works can be more like Jesus because we have new hearts to do that. Our old hearts can't do that. Hear this. Our old hearts can't do that. Allow the kingdom to have its way so that the good word of God takes root in your heart. So how is it that hearts are made new? How is it that hearts are made new and found? It is by faithfulness in sowing the word of God. It is by faithfulness in spreading the word of the kingdom. And it's faithfulness in letting the kingdom to have its way. I point you here to verse 15. The disciples' response to this was this. He said, why do you teach in parables? Why this or that or the other thing? And Jesus responds by quoting Isaiah. I'm going to read to you verse 15. For this people's hearts have grown dull, and with their eyes they barely hear, and their eyes they have closed. Indeed, our hearts have grown dull if not in Jesus. Our eyes do not see if we are not in Jesus. And our ears can barely hear if we're not in Jesus. But he goes on here in Isaiah. He says, this is the case with their hearts, but lest they should see with their eyes and hear with their ears, and here's the key words, and understand with their heart and turn, I would heal them. Here again, if they would understand and hear and turn to me, I would heal them. If we would turn to the living God, to Jesus, and to his gospel, that good news of what he's done for us on the cross, how he's paid the penalty for our sins, and how he's making us more like him every day through that message, if we would turn to him, he heals us. He makes our hearts good soil. He tills the soil of our hearts so that the word of God can become more and more fruitful. There's no tiller big enough that I could take to soil. There's no tiller big enough that you could, but only God can. Out of the heart comes all kinds of evil, brothers and sisters, as we've seen. There's the path, there's the rocky soil, there's the thorny soil. And apart from Jesus, this is where we are at. This is where I was at. Where is your heart, brothers and sisters? Do you entrust the hearts of others to God? Do you entrust your own heart? When your heart aches for something more and you're so confused how you make it in this world, do you entrust your heart to God so that it can be made new? Because there is something in your heart that cries out. There's that missing piece that God must fill. There's that part of our hearts that God must address because we are sinful human beings. And there's that whole part of us that needs to be saved. Because apart from Jesus, we're separated from him for eternity. Entrust your heart to Jesus this morning. Because as miraculous as it is, brothers and sisters, there are those who can respond because of the word and the powerful message of the kingdom. As miraculous as it is, we can respond to the message of the kingdom because of what Jesus has done in us. We can respond to the message of the kingdom because the word of God, the word of the kingdom has taken root and nothing will come against it. No height, nor depth, no principality, no power, no anything. So as your heart aches, as the part of those around you ache, and they're looking for the place in the world, they're looking for salvation, they're looking for their heart to be made right, sow the word of God, and then trust the Lord with the results, so that the kingdom can have its way, and that we would see here at Grandview Covenant Church fruit that bears 30-fold, 60-fold, 100-fold. Hear these words from the Gospel of John as we close our time today. Jesus said to them, "I am the bread of life. Whoever comes to me shall not hunger, and whoever believes in me shall never thirst. But I said to you that you have seen me, and yet you do not believe. All that the Father gives me will come to me, and whoever comes to me I will never cast out. For I have come down from heaven not to do my own will, but the will of him who sent me. And this is the will of him who sent me, that I should lose nothing of all that he has given me, but raise it up on the last day. I tell you the truth, we don't visibly see Jesus, but you have heard and you have seen through the word this morning. The word is powerful, and he is here. You have seen him. Believe in him, trust in him, let him have absolute sway in your lives, brothers and sisters. For the Christians, as you go out and minister and as you sow the word of God, let him have absolute sway over everything. And believe in him as you go. And know that it is his will that none of you should be lost if you're in that good soil. But you'll be raised up on the last day. You have confidence upon confidence in salvation through the gospel of Jesus Christ as you are rooted in the good soil. Wherever you are today, I invite you to Jesus. You have seen him, believe in him. Don't leave this place confused. Don't leave this place with questions. Either come find me after the service, whether downstairs or up here, or talk to someone here. We would love to talk to you about Jesus and the good news that can be yours by grace through faith, trusting in what he's done for you on the cross. Go in peace, serve the Lord. I will see you next time. Amen.